From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. A lot of people today are wondering if President Bush is going to pardon former White House aide Louis Scooter Libby, convicted of crimes yesterday. Coming up, we'll look back at presidential pardons past.
First, if you've been watching TV news today, you may have seen dramatic images from Indonesia where a Boeing 737 passenger jet crashed early Wednesday local time. Passengers say the plane was traveling way too fast as it touched down, causing it to overshoot the runway. The plane then burst into flames. 140 people were on board.
Reports vary as to how many died, but amazingly, many, at least 100, got off the plane and survived. Freelance reporter Chad Bouchard is at Yogyakarta Airport where the crash occurred. Chad, tell us, what is the scene like there?
Well, actually, it's quite quiet, and the airport is mostly closed. But earlier when I arrived, it was teeming with activity with Indonesian government officials and Australian government officials and journalists everywhere and family members of those who are either missing or victims demanding information from the government and from the airport officials. Right now, I can actually not see the crash site, but you can still actually smell a little bit the smoke from the crash.
Well, I have seen the video of these pictures. It's just amazing. This plane is totally in flames. It's amazing. How did anyone get off of it?
The fire started in the front of the plane, and so those who survived, and especially those who survived uninjured, were in the back of the plane and were able to get out. There is one Australian journalist who reports that she actually dragged herself from the burning plane and put herself out in a pool of water, and she now has 50% of her body has burned.
And did the plane burst open, or did people get out through these escape doors that you see every time you get on a plane?
They actually did get out through exits. They poured out as fast as they could and ran from the wreckage.
Well, where are these survivors now, and what is happening?
Many of the Indonesians have gone home. Those with injuries are in three hospitals around Yogyakarta, and their families are gathered around the hospitals waiting to hear news from the medical team.
And finally, any official word on the cause of the crash? I mean, we've seen reports that passengers said it was going too fast, the plane going too fast when it landed. Is there some word from the airport officials there or from the airline?
There's no official response at this point. And it could take some time to get any official word. We know that it overshot the runway and exploded when it hit a culvert. So the cause of the fire was a collision. But what caused the fast landing, nobody is sure yet.
Freelance reporter Chad Bouchard at Yogyakarta Airport on the island of Java in Indonesia. Chad, thank you.